Blog Talk Radio.
Today, excuse me, I have a slight cold. We have Sir George Grove. Anybody that studies music knows or learns or is taught Grove's Music Dictionary. It's a definitive work about music, the history of music, and the history of the world. Annie Oakley, born on this day. Alfred Hitchcock was born on this day. We have the guy who invented the rotary engine, which Mazda, the Japanese auto company, first to use in their vehicles. And I don't think the Wankel was used during World War II. Charles Buddy Rogers, who got his fame doing the silent film called Wings about World War I fighter pilots. He married Mary Pickford, who was born in Canada. She was also known as America's sweetheart. Yeah, came from Canada. We had Alfred Krupp. Now, he wasn't born a Krupp. He married into the Krupp. I think his name was Alfred von Bohlen Krupp, and he was a war criminal. The Krupp is still a major company in Germany today, and, of course, they developed a lot of artillery for the German military in both wars. Big Bertha was the gun. It was named after one of the daughters of Krupp. Krupp, the founder, was also he used to go to Capri, and it's alleged that he liked young boys. Excuse me. And then one of his daughters married I think it was von Bohlen, and he had to take the name Krupp. They abused a lot of foreign workers who were impressed, were transported to Germany to work in Krupp's factories during World War II, and Krupp was tried as a war criminal. Some people wanted him executed, but I think he served 10 years, and then he wrote a book, or a book was written about him, or he collaborated with a ghostwriter, and he died, I think, about 20 years ago. But Krupp is still one of the major corporations in the reunited Germany today. Blind pianist, born in London, great jazz pianist, George Shearing, born on this day. Also, the notorious Fidel Castro, last name is Ruiz. Of course, you know, in Spanish, they use their middle names as their last names, or that's the way they're treated. Another Hawaiian, Don Ho, born on this day, and he did a lot of recordings and music, ukulele and that sort of thing. Among the deaths today, the guy invented the Barbie doll, Jack Ryan. And among the events, major events, not that many, in 1521, the Spanish conquistadores finally captured Mexico by capturing the Aztec, Montezuma. And they mistreated the Mexicans all the way up till the Spanish were thrown out in the 1800s. And Spain and Portugal ruled South
If England does not grant your demands, what course of action will you follow then?
Of course, civil disobedience and all other phases of satyagraha are always at our disposal, but whether we shall resort to this weapon immediately or what other steps we shall take, I cannot judge at present.
If England grants your demands, Mr. Gandhi, do you intend to have complete prohibition in the new Indian state?
Oh, yes.
Absolute prohibition?
Absolute.
And do you intend also, if India wins its independence, to abolish child marriages?
I should very much like to, even before.
Do you expect England this time will give India full self-government?
That also is more than I can say.
But you are hopeful.
I am an optimist.
You are an optimist. If you go to the second round table conference, will you go attired in native Indian dress or will you prefer European dress?
I shall certainly not be found in European dress. And if the weather permitted, I should present myself exactly as I am today.
Yes. And if the King of England invited you to dinner at Buckingham Palace, you would go in your customary Indian dress?
In any other dress, I should be most discourteous to him.
Yes.
Because I should be artificial.
If England does not grant your demand, are you prepared to return to jail again?
I am always prepared to return to jail.
Would you be prepared to die in the cause of India's independence?
It is a bad question.
Say, Ben, want a hand?
No, you guys go ahead. I got too much on my mind to play poker.
King bets.
Cost you five. Tony, up to you.
Hey, Tony, what are you going to do?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
men, here we are, and one thing is clear. We gotta pick a candidate for Congress this year.
Big Ace.
Ace Betts.
You'll pay through the nose.
Okay, where do you stand?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Here goes.
Possible straight, possible flush, nothing.
Gentlemen, how about some names we can use? Some qualified Republican who's willing to lose.
How's about we should make Jack Riley the guy?
Which Riley are you thinking of, Jack B or Jack Y?
I say neither one, I never even met him.
I say when you got a pair of jacks, bat up!
Politics and poker, politics and poker, shuffle up the cards and find the joker. Neither game's for children, neither game is rough. Decisions, decisions, like
who to pick,
how to play, not to bet,
when to call a bluff.
All right now, fellas, politics or poker, which is more important?
Paraphrase.
Bet 'em.
Little trays, good as gold.
I'll say.
Raise your five.
I'll call.
I'll fold.
I'll raise your back.
I think you're bluffing.
Put your money where your mouth is.
Okay, I'm in.
Gentlemen, knock it off and let's get this done.
Try Michael Fanyashinkovich. I'm certain he'd run.
Mike is out. I'm afraid he just wouldn't sell. Nobody likes a candidate whose name they can't spell.
How about Dave Zimmerman?
Dave, he's too bright.
What about Walt Gustafson?
Walt died last night.
How about Frank Monahan?
What about George Gale?
Frank ain't a citizen and George is in jail.
We could run out Wallenstein.
He's only 23.
What about Ed Peterson?